John, on a frustrating pitch, it was a frustrating first half performance, but as you said before, the results are more important than the performance, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely so, yeah. And you have to get, I think you have to grind. I mean, it is a difficult pitch, you don't probably realise. I mean, and I'm not trying to make that as an excuse, because both teams have got to play on it, so they've got it, we've got it, but we've just got to learn how to, the best way to play on it. So, and what will get you results, because it's about results. It's not the start of the season, it's, you know, it's about getting results quickly to enable us to stay in the league. It's very tight down at the bottom, so... and then, listen, we'll probably have 6, 7, 8 more games like that. So, but if we keep sticking together, I said to the players, we're not playing, we can play a little bit better and raise your game 10-15%. And I think we did that, like I say, for a good spell just after half time. And that's what's got us the result.
The similarities to this time last season are amazing, aren't they? Really, a difficult pitch, the right results, not the greatest performances. It's amazing, isn't it?
No. well, they are very similar. Obviously, I've come back to the club at the same time, January, and we're in a tricky position in the league. But I've got a good, honest group of players like I did had last year, and they're all sticking together, and they're chuffed to bits that we've won again. And it's no better feeling when you're winning, even when you're near the bottom. It's enabled us. You know, they've been told they're out of the bottom four. Now it's up to them to stay out of it. So, and that's all I'll be installing in the players, just concentrating now, enjoy tonight, but concentrate and look forward to Charlton.
And it's the first time that the Latics have scored 3 goals in a league game this season as well, which is something.
Well, you're getting a bit spoiled, so don't get carried away, lads, God's sake.
Well, it was a lot of 1-0s last season, so...
yeah, but clean sheets. Yeah. Listen, I'm more... You know, why we conceded 2 goals, you know what I mean? I'm thinking about the goals we conceded, and that's just the way I am. Even though we've won the game, I'm thinking we shouldn't concede the first goal. Someone should close him down, and we've given the ball away cheaply for it. Shouldn't happen. Straight after we've just scored as well, we should be more organised. We've just scored, and they scored too early. If we can delay that, possibly the game would have been ended up differently. We could have, I don't know. And even when we're 3-1 up and we're controlling the game, that all of us, for some reason, they get in the game through us making just little decisions. You know, I'm looking at people trying to back header, puts you under danger, people trying to trick in the edge of the box, someone not just turning someone when he's playing square instead. It just gives them a little bit of initiative. It's a great goal there. The header is a wonderful header, and it just gives them a bit of leaf. And then, you know, with 5 minutes to go, we're on injury time or whatever, and they're putting balls in the box, you're always on edge. But we've seen it through, and we defended well when we had to.
2 players. First, Ryan McLaughlin took his goal brilliantly. Seems to have had a new lease of life since you arrived back at sportsdirect.com. Park, what have you done to get the best out of him?
I think he's... obviously, well, he can play any position, can't he? I thought he played well the other night, MK Dons, right back. So, like, he's one of them players that can... I'm playing him out of position when I'm playing him up front. I know that. I'm not stupid, but he's got this pace, and he's got a good touch, and he's got an eye for a goal. And like you can see why I probably think about playing him up front, because of the goal he scored there at the end. But he'll put a shift in, and he's honest as a day's long, and you know, and he's one of them players. It's good to have them sort of players who you can rely on wherever you're going to play him.
And secondly, Peter Clark, again, captain fantastic. He's now the leading goal scorer, 5 goals so far this season. But like performances and results, it doesn't matter who gets the goals, does it?
I know, but he scores the goals, but only, you know, I mean, he's gone up with the keeper, and he's gone with an aggression, wanting to try and get something from it, and it ends up in the back of the net. Probably other players would give up on it, because it's not a... But when it's a 50-50 or even 40-60-40 in their favour, he still goes for things, and... He's good in the box, to be fair to him. He's always, when he goes up there, he causes problems, and he's scored goals throughout his career. So, or he's been a threat throughout his career from set plays and corners. So he's good to have in your team, and I hope he does carry on scoring.
You've said that you expect your side to win its home games. Every home game is massive. What do you expect from Charlton in a few days?
Again, you know, they're a big team for this division. they're not having probably the season they think they have. And bit of, I don't know what the politics and the turmoil, what's going on around there. They've got a really good manager in Carl Robinson, who I get on really well with. So he's more or less new there, so he'll be having his stamp on. And I'm sure they'll try and come and, even on our pitch, they'll try and play. But they've got good players in the team. But listen, we're at home, and people who come here, they know they're going to have to fight to get something. And that's one thing we do, is we put a shift in and we'll fight for everything. And if we are on our game, we've got one or two players who can play as well. So it's always going to be tough for the opposition, and we want to make it as tough as we can.